about my game, equipment to lean, peddling in these bee sacks. Niggas give me feedback, I don't need no stem dogs, you can keep the seed back. Always been a hustler, that's what she is digging. Do just like I tell her to, and with no reneging. Her looks in my brain, we can go a long way. On her arm, my name, got that for a birthday. I'll say, that's the only way I gotta have it. Brand it for life.
Hey everybody, how y'all doing? You're tuning into WMUC Digital College Park, and we're about to start up my show, Midnight Strings. But real quick, I got a quick PSA for y'all today. There's one called Ride Your Bike with Music. I think that sounds pretty cool. So we'll go ahead and get started with that PSA, and then we'll tune into my playlist, alright?
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American.
Alright, hope you guys enjoyed that quick little PSA. I'm pulling up my music right now, but I guess in the meantime, I don't know. Hope y'all are doing pretty good. I mean, for anybody tuning in that goes to college around this area, I'm sure it's been finals week. Been pretty busy so far, but hope y'all are doing good and hanging in there. I mean, I don't even know that, but like we had like a whole like security breach. Can y'all hear me? Yeah, that looks fine. We had like a whole security breach today, which is like insane. I just woke up from a little nap, and I was like, what the heck? Oh my gosh. I'm gonna do all these logs in. Alrighty, we're finally logged in, and we'll get started just about now. Apologies for any delay. Hopefully y'all are still here, but, Alright, yeah, so my theme for this week, I know the last couple of weeks I have a general theme, but, like, a lot of it would have just been, like, just sort of whatever, but I feel like a big theme I had for this week was, I don't know, I feel like spring's coming, and, like, especially with the rain the past couple of days, like, it was just so luscious, so pretty. I feel like it's been so long since you just had like good temperate weather like that. I mean, it's been really like snowy and cold. I mean, I'm more of a cold person for sure, but like I still appreciate like the lushness of like spring and like temperate climates and stuff. But I don't know, that like really resonated with me, especially after yesterday with the snow. Even today while it was raining earlier. But yeah, we will get started. So I feel like a lot of my vibe for this week was just like, I mean, my playlist this week is called Spring Jubilee. So just, like, things that, like, sound exciting, remind me of spring, but, like, a bit of, like, pep in there. I feel like a bit of it's also anticipation from the semester coming to an end soon, so. But, yeah, let's get started. Up first, we'll have Grand Harps of Hearthmill High Tower by Questmaster. I like this artist a lot, and they have really good retro fantasy music, and I feel like this one is a good segue into just, like, this midnight atmosphere along with just Spring Jubilee. Let's get started.
Thank you.
All right, that was Grandmasters of Hearthmill High Tower. Hope you all enjoyed. I actually just figured out the former DJ before my hour, they actually just played a song from Questmaster 2 of the same album, which I think is super cool. I had no idea that a lot of other people knew about Questmaster, so pretty stoked to hear that they also played that. But, you know, if you guys have not checked them out already, I strongly encourage you to just give them a listen, try it out. I personally love the retro fantasy instrumental music that they play. One of my favorites, like, very strong nostalgic memories and just strong feelings that they evoke. But keeping up with a similar midnight vibe, but with a bit more like green ambience with the spring theme I was going for, we have a very popular OST, I'd say, pretty relevant to me recently, as just recently playing the sequel in this video game. Up next, we have Green Path from Hollow Knight. And guys, I promise, after this, we'll have a couple of just standalone songs, nothing from like video games or anything. But up next, we do have Green Path. All right, that was Green Path from Hollow Knight, made by Christopher Larkin. I feel like many of you probably have heard that song, or maybe sounds familiar, but if not, I do encourage you to either, you know, play the game or just, like, check out more than music. I think he's one of the most genius composers we've had recently. I think, like, same with, like, John Williams for, like, Star Wars and Disney. I think this guy's brilliant. I think some of his instrumentation and just knowledge is amazing. But I digress. Up next, we have Deep Forest Dance by a guy called Fief. And honestly, I don't know. I think this song is a little quirky. I jive with it a lot. It's a little springy. It's a little plucky. I like that a good bit. But yeah, up next is Deep Forest Dance. Alright, that was Deep Forest Dance by Fief. Definitely was a little springy, a little bit of pep in the step, as I would say. I know it's a little 11:16 p.m., but hopefully that's still enjoyable. Definitely, like, more lively than I feel like some other stuff I've played, but I still enjoyed it. So, yeah, up next, I'd say kind of with the same upward positive, like, I don't know. I find a lot of these songs have a slight, like, noble inspiration behind them when I listen to them. I think a lot of it's also the instrumentation. And up next, we have a pretty, like, peppy song as well. This New Horizons by the Gothard Sisters. I think it's a bit more Celtic, I'd say, a bit more folk, which I actually really love this kind of music, too. So, like, I hope you guys do enjoy it as well. right, that was New Horizons by the Gothard Sisters. I actually, just listening back to it, I feel like I remember another reason why I like chose this song for this week. It was like, it's a very summertime reminiscent song to me. I think I always just imagine like a very, very bright day on like almost like prairie grass with like, you know, like a crisp little breeze. Probably the name New Horizons, I can attribute it to that. But I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about this upcoming summer. And like, it's kind of crazy to think about this semester is already done. I feel like thinking about fall or like think about the end of fall semester already feels so long ago, but so recent. I'm like, wow, it's really been like 15 weeks since like the snow week we had off. I really can't believe it's been that much time already. But like, I think about the summer, a lot of anticipation, a lot of not even worry, just interest for the future. I think New Horizons is just capturing a lot of moods I have right now. And I think that's a big reason why I chose it. But I hope you guys like it. Up next, another song we have. This one's a bit more like peaceful. I would say it's still very emotionally strong. I feel like it's still very impactful. But I think it's less preppy. I like it a lot. It has a very nice French horn aspect in it, which I enjoy. But it's called The Mystical Forest, and the author is Tartalo Music. So I hope you guys enjoy. Alright, as the song winds down, just wanted to again say that was The Mystical Forest by Tartalo Music. And up next, we have a song called Lost in Brosolandi. I think the song is pretty awesome. It has a really good like rain atmosphere in the background with a bit of like water and freshness. And this was super like I heard the rain like recently and I was like, okay, I need to put this on. Like I actually love this song so much. I think it's a very nice like just instrumental, like open ambient sound, but like I think rain already is just such a great instrumentation to add to music, but especially for this song. So I hope you guys enjoy. All right, that was Lost in Brusseland. I hope you guys, I really enjoy that song. I love the, I think it does have a bit of a slower, like, build up in it. Maybe, like, to, like, you're like, really anticipating something. But I think when it finally does get to that, I think it's so beautiful. And, like, with the rain, like, honestly, when I hear that, I just want to go explore, like, a whole forest on a mountainside when it's raining, just like by myself, like just learn everything the world has to offer. I think it's so amazing, and like that song's been so reminiscent full, and with the rain, it really just did pop up in my head. And up next, we have a song by Havoc Hartbuck called "The Tune Mini Bass." This is a song I found pretty recently, but like honestly, I just enjoyed the vibe of it. And I think it fit well into my playlist. I definitely haven't listened to it as much as like some of the other songs in here, but like, still, I still heavily jive with the song, and I hope you guys do as well. Right, that was Detuned Mini Bass. I honestly like that song a lot. I love the I don't know, it had a fairly just like repetitive rhythm, I'd say, but I think it just did it very well with like small embellishments each time. I loved the like quick drop, or the quick drop where it'd be like bum, ba-da-dum. I think that was really cool. And something I've been noticing while like just playing all these songs, that like I feel like a lot of these songs that like maybe fit a specific genre, or like I guess share this vibe that I've put together, I noticed that like the dial constantly switches from like a super low mat to like a super high mat. I think it's really cool just to see the range within these songs. Like it'll be like very low this entire time, and like a single just pluck will like shoot up on the dial, and like I'm not sure how it's being received on your guys' end, but I hope everything's clear. Anyways, up next we have Mysteries of an Ancient Church, just keeping with a slight somber open feeling, but I still think it's very peaceful. I think this is just like, for this playlist especially, I can't think of a better song that encapsulates Midnight Strings but with a bit of spring jubilee. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. As that winds down, I hope you guys enjoyed Mysteries of an Ancient Church. I really like that song a lot. It reminds me a lot of Harper's Ferry, actually, if anybody listening's been there. They have like a cool little church in like their like cobblestone village, as I call it. And just rides with this song a lot, just the ambience and openness. But up next we have Fairy Forest by Adrian Von Ziegler.
Thank you.
right, as this song winds down, I want to introduce our next song, Merchants of Novigrad from Witcher 3. I think that song follows this song really well. I think this song had a very slight excitement to it, while still, like, it had a mystery to it. We're like, I don't know, I got this exciting mystery feeling, and I think Novigrad really just takes that to a whole another level. If anybody here's played Witcher 3, like, I'm sure you know the kind of atmosphere I'm going for, but, like, I think Novigrad is so, like, there's so much political intrigue in there. You know, everything's, like, multi-layered. Like, there's this image on the outside, but, like, within the depths of the city, there's so much nuance and different factions and just, like, different things going on. Like, as the main character, you go through so many different layers. I think it's such a well-made-out area, and I think the song perfectly encapsulates it. I really fell in love with the song probably during COVID, like, 2020. That's when I really played Witcher. But, like, even since then, this is probably, I would say, for this kind of vibe, easily, like, the best location song in a video game I think I found. But I hope you guys enjoy. So as the song winds down, I hope you guys kind of got the vibe I was going for with that, like, political intrigue, just the mystery and all that stuff. But up next, we're going to have a song kind of in the same vibe with, like, towns and, like, that kind of medieval atmosphere. We got Kingdom Dance from Tangled, actually, so I'm sure this will be a pretty popular song a lot of you will know. But I think when I really got into fantasy, I think this is one of the songs that really spoke to me. I think just that openness, again, that I'm talking about, just, like, that knowingness of that, like, you know, like, bro, like, the world is honestly, like, your oyster, and, like, just the ability of exploring, and, like, just, I feel like fantasy captures that so well. This is probably one of the songs that I got hooked onto, and it really got me into this, but I hope you guys enjoy, and just enjoy the flute. I have really enjoyed the recorder and woodwinds in this song. I hope you guys do as well. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that. It definitely was a bit more faster paced, I'd say, than maybe like Merchants of Novigrad, but I still think like it kept in with that town vibe and stuff. And like, I don't know, I hope you guys got that like adventure enjoyment I was talking about through that. But I guess, I don't know. Next song, I guess, is gonna be a bit more of a wind down. Hope you guys like it. It's Company of Heroes. I think it follows a pretty similar like rhythm or like kind of style to like the past two, so I hope it keeps in tune with that. But yeah, up next is the Company of Heroes by Dragonfather. Okay, that was the Company of Heroes. I hope you guys saw what kind of vibe I meant when, like, I was saying, like, oh, it has a similar vibe as, like, the last two. I think it starts off pretty low-key and then really just drives it in towards, like, the second half. Or even, like, honestly, like, after the first fourth, which I think Kingdom Dance did pretty similarly. Up next, we have a song called Celtic Wind by Logan Epicanto. I think a lot of inspiration for my songs this week was definitely probably a lot of Celtic like folk songs, I think, like I mentioned earlier. I think this song follows, again, it's pretty similar a bit. I think it combines a good like forest vibe with like a good forest vibe with like, I would say, a bit more engaging and driving of a song like the last couple were, which I think like I always like to end off my session with a bit more like that lively stuff, or a bit more just kind of like just some funky stuff in there, because it's all, you know, it's the last bit of the session, let's throw in some stuff. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy Celtic Wind. All right, that was Logan Epicanto. I hope you guys enjoy that song. Oh, Compania Heroes is playing again. Okay, we got a few minutes left. I'll probably start up another song and let it fade out until 12, and then like sign off. But the next song we got is The Last Dragon Slayer by Dragonhead, or The Last Dragon Slayer by Randy Edelman. I'll just get into it so y'all can listen to as much of it as possible. But I hope y'all enjoy, and I'll quickly say some parting words at the end. But until then, hope you guys enjoy the song. Alright, as we approach the last minute, I think it's a good way to sign off and just give some parting words. But, you know, y'all are tuning into Midnight String, specifically my episode being called Spring Jubilee. I hope you guys enjoyed. I know finals are coming up for any students listening. Y'all got this. You're gonna do good. Don't worry about Canvas being messed up. Everything's gonna be chill. Y'all do great. Have a great summer. Enjoy yourselves. You'll probably hear from me next week. I think even though it'll be finals week, I'll probably throw in a show. I know all my listeners really want me to, but yeah, and y'all are listening to WBC Digital College Park, Midnight Strings. Hope y'all enjoy. All of you take care.